Live from the 50-yard line at Soldier Field and brought to you by Ditka's. You'll never know who or what you'll meet at my place. Ditka's Restaurants. I'm Delmon.
And I'm Alicious.
And this is EQ2 Talk. We are 6 shows in now, and we are still without theme music. I want explanations, and I want them now. No, stop talking. I want explanations, and I want them now.
Well, you know, Del, I've been sort of busy because, you know, fantasy football started, so I've been, like, really carefully picking my team.
You're telling me Rex Grossman is the best that you could come up with? That is your best effort?
I don't have Rex Grossman. Does anyone?
I don't even know if he's still in football.
I don't think so. He's probably crying in his oatmeal.
Gotta love those Bears picks.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. So fantasy football back. I'm excited for fantasy football. You and I are both in a quick league. I know we don't want to turn this into fantasy football talk, but Scent of a Skunk will beat Allie's Gators handily.
Scent of a Skunk?
That is the name of my team.
No, it's not.
It is.
Not in my league.
That's right. I'm in the wrong league. What am I in your league? The Hammerheads. I've got so many teams and so many leagues. I might actually have Rex Grossman. I'm not sure. All right, so let's get back to EQ2 and not fantasy football. But I will win. So let's talk about...
You probably will.
Yeah, I probably will. What have we been up to? It's been a little while since we've done episode 5.
Well, I've been pretty busy the last several weeks. I had some family visiting outside of game, but also outside of game, I had a whole bunch of friends from my guild come to my house and spend the holiday weekend with us.
So what type of manual labor did you have them doing, like rebuilding your deck?
We had an awesome scavenger hunt, which took some preparation on my part, but we had an awesome time. Everybody had fun. We were sort of running around the city and finding random objects.
And you showed me a copy of your scavenger hunt list, and it was kind of EQ2 themed a little bit. It looked like the quest journal.
Yes, it was completely EQ2 themed. Just to give you one little sample, for example, they had to do creature cataloging, which was taking a photo of a badger, a mushroom, and a snake. In order to get points, you had to catalog all three creatures.
Ah, very cool. Kind of a little reference to Ward of Elements.
Yes.
And that YouTube cheesy video that's out there.
Yes, which is quite humorous, if you have a sense of humor. But we had some trivia questions and some other things they had to collect. One of the things they had to collect actually was a Dunkin' Donuts napkin with, this was your question that you contributed.
I did.
The phrase, the last line of every EQ2 talk show written on the Dunkin' Donuts napkin.
And were the teams able to come up with that?
One team came up with it out of two. There were only two teams.
Oh, okay. Hey, 50-50.
The other team just went to the group leader's house and drank beers.
Do you still get credit for that?
No credit. No. But everybody had a really awesome time, and I have to take a moment here to say, to give props to the SOE community team. I would like to especially thank Kiara and Ashlane. I went to them in the spring, back in March, begging for swag. They followed through. They came through with flying colors and sent me all kinds of fat loots that I could share with my guests and really made the event special. And I really appreciate everything they did. So big
props to the community team. And it sounds like you had your own little fanfare out there at your house.
Yes, we did. We had our own little guild fair.
Excellent. Well, I can tell you what was I up to over the long holiday weekend. Grind, grind, grind.
Right. There was a bonus XP weekend, which my guests were unhappy that they missed. But, oh, well, I guess beer in
beer
exchange.
Beer and photographing badgers versus getting XP. So, yes, I took full advantage of the holiday weekend bonus XP.
Did you get some levels?
I did. I took the troubadour out, and I took him from level 85 to level 87, which, you know, is only really two levels, but for me, that's still an accomplishment. Solo troubadour with apprentice ones and treasured gear, you don't kill too fast, and you have to spend a lot of time hunting greens. So actually what I was doing at those levels, I was running around Jarsith Wastes doing quests out there, because quest XP is really good, and killing mob XP solo like that, not so great. So a lot of that XP came from completing quests. I completed the little hammer that sends you out to JW, the sledge mallet thingamajiggy.
Yep.
I completed that, and I did all the quests to get all the faction all up. So a lot of running around Jarsith Wastes, and in Khunzar Jungle, I finished up a whole bunch of stuff there. So that's what I did there. And then the other half of the time, once I had run out of vitality, trade skill vitality, because that's actually what I started with first, was trade skilling. I took the troubadour, who is also a woodworker, from level 69 all the way up to level 76.
Very nice.
So I, you know, ground out the trade skill writs. Soon as I ran out of vitality, I switched over to adventuring. When I built up enough vitality back, I kind of switched back to the trade skilling. So that's how I spent the whole weekend, basically from Friday when it started till Monday when it ended, or Tuesday when it ended. Actually, I think I got up first thing before work on Tuesday morning, did another writ after I had gotten a little overnight vitality rebuilt back up.
Now, with the vitality during this bonus XP weekend, did you use any tools to get your vitality back?
No, I didn't. This was just straight vitality recovery the normal way. I didn't use any of the potions or anything like that to get it back faster. I could have, but,
You have one of the veteran rewards that gave you at least the hammer? There's a little hammer if you're a trade skiller
Yes.
You should have.
Yes, but let's remember that would involve being smart, and we all know Delmon is not. And I thought of that, like, on Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not smart.
Well, you can only use it once every 7 days, but if you hit a bonus XP weekend, I don't know if people know about this or don't, there is it looks like a little mining pick, sort of. I don't remember was that a 6-year veteran reward, or was that earlier?
We got that during that Call of Heroes or something, Call of Champions weekend or something, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Okay, I don't remember either.
Oh, we're just full of half information, and we don't know the name of it anyway. It's a little hammer thing that you can click, and it gives you 100% trade skill vitality, and you can use it once every 7 days. So if you are bonus XP weekending the next time, make sure you have that on you if you're trying to trade skill.
Yeah, I should have taken advantage of it. I didn't remember it. I forgot about it.
And then there's always potions that you can purchase.
We all know that's not going to happen.
But don't you have free station cash, though?
I do. I have station cash that I've earned in Taco that I don't use.
Are you opposed to using things that you've gotten for free? Like, hey, are you one of those people, if you have a coupon for a restaurant, are you going to use it or not use it? That you go to.
Yes, as an adult, yes. As a child or a teenager, no, I would never use coupons because I thought they were
uncool.
Yeah, uncool, definitely. No, I guess, you know, I don't want to turn this into a whole station cash themed discussion, but I'm not a big fan of it, and so I've chosen, even though, yes, I do have it, not to take advantage of it. That's kind of my political statement. It sounds silly, but it makes me feel good to say, no, I didn't bow down to that. I didn't use it. I didn't leverage it because I don't like it. So therefore, even if it's given to me free, I'm not going to take advantage of it.
Well, that's interesting. The way I look at it is, it's there. If I didn't pay for it, whatever, I'll use it. And here's the other way I look at it. If I buy something that's visible to other people, and I'm running around, say, Greater Phadark or something, and some noob sees me with this cool item, they might want to buy it. So maybe they'll go. It's like advertising. So maybe they'll go buy it.
Yeah, okay. Although, I guess, again, I don't want to be advertising or promoting Station Cash. And that's my personal decision. I know other folks do enjoy it. And, hey, more power to them if they do want to take advantage of it. I've chosen the other path to say I'm not a big fan of it and I don't want to promote it. So therefore, even though, yes, I do have it and I've been granted some of it for free and earned it in other games and whatnot, I'm just not going to take advantage of it.
Okay.
And there you go.
Okay. In a nutshell, Dills. Station Cash, political statement for the year.
All right. So we also had a little bit of errata, I guess, from a previous episode that we need to correct? Or
I would say it's not exactly something that was incorrect. I think it's more of an apology, isn't it?
Yeah, and then what's even worse, it's my apology, isn't it?
I believe it is.
All right. We had talked in the past about Shaders 3.0 and that I wasn't a big fan of them.
Yeah.
But I have to caveat that with I did have a subpar graphics card, which I don't know why I just snapped one day and decided I'm going to buy one.
You know when it was?
When was it?
The day after we did that show.
It might have been, yes. It might have been.
It was. Okay. I remember.
So I drove to Best Buy, which I don't care for either, but, you know, what else am I going to do? So I went to Best Buy, bought the video card, brought it home, stuck it in, and I have to say, playing EQ2 with the, what did I get? I got a GTS 250, which was an upgrade from a 79-line NVIDIA card chipset, is like night and day. Now, granted, I still don't have the best card out there, and nor do I have the best rig by today's standards, but it is like night and day playing EverQuest 2. How often have we been in Dungeons Alley where I have said, oh my god, there's fire that's coming out of that thing?
Yeah. Oh, there's blue fire here? I never knew that.
The one that hit me the other day was we were down in Paracelsus doing the raid zone. And you know where Harrakat is?
Yes, in that round room with the library, whatever.
Yeah, where the towers of books are. And it's the same as the group instance, so it really, I guess shouldn't matter, but I haven't been in the group instance since I got the card. I did not know that there's a shark that swims by. I had never seen the shark before.
Outside.
Yeah, he's out in the water, and you have that, like, giant aquarium wall to your left.
Right. I've never actually seen the shark, because I've never really looked outside, because, you know, I'm busy jousting and running to the center.
Okay.
What are you doing? I guess since you're a healer, you face out.
I'm staring at a column of books. Also trying to increase my frame rate that way. But yeah, I had never seen that shark go by, and I'm like, holy cow, look at it. One, he's huge. He's freaking huge. And a squid slips by too. I'd never seen the squid either. So it's little things like that. We were in the Deep Forge the other day.
Are you sure it wasn't a big flying cephalopod?
I don't know what that term means. Don't use big words on me.
You don't remember?
I do remember the big cephalopod, the big CFC, UFC.
CFC, oh man.
CFC? KFC? So, yes, I saw that, and we were in, I was saying, Deforge. And, there's lava that comes out of the walls and stuff I had never seen, or I never saw the letters light up on the pillars either when you are opening the door. Never saw that before. So many things that just, the game is totally different. So I think I misjudged Shaders 3.0 and judged it with my poor video card and having to keep things at such lower settings. I am now running at one step above balanced. I'm getting used to the flora, running through the grasses and stuff. In first person, still a little bit tricky, but I'm getting used to it. I was up in Tenebrous Tangle, and I'm like, holy cow, look at all this stuff I almost never saw before. I didn't know there were plants up there. I just thought the ground was green. I prejudged Shaders 3 due to my poor video card. And I think I have to take back what I said about Shaders 3.0 originally.
I think that's good. And so I think since when they first launched it, they did make improvements. It might be worth a relook if you haven't checked it out. I personally probably need an upgrade on my hardware. So it's not working too well for me, but I think if I do upgrade, I'm going to switch over because that's a big part of the reason I play the game.
Yeah, it does. It makes it look totally different. Totally different. Things I had never seen before. I would even say maybe give it a try anyways, and you might find out, you know, with, like you say, some of the improvements that they have made to it in the last game update, that it might handle a little bit better on your rig today.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst that could happen? It still doesn't work, you know, still doesn't perform all that well. You turn it back off and you reboot and you kind of go back to the way you were.
Yeah.
So we also did have a couple of emails this past week, or weeks between our past few shows, I guess.
Yeah, how long has it been?
I don't know. I don't keep track of these things. It's been a while, though. But we're back. We didn't pod fade. Yeah.
Oh.
So our first email was from Blue from the Everfrost server, and I have it here. So it says, hey, Del, I think episode 5 was the best so far. Seems like you guys are starting to find your rhythm. Smiley face. On Fanfare feeling different, do you think that it was all due to the absence of Brenlo? I haven't been to Fanfare myself, but it seems like he was a big part of the festivities. In other news, the number one guild on our server just collapsed. So we, the number two guild, have a golden opportunity to seize the throne. My raider dude girl ego will soon be out of control! Exclamation point. On GU57, the new spell animations are horrendous in comparison to the old. If they don't give us a checkbox for the nice ones, people are going to lose it. @AllieAllie, your melty chocolate on top of the Dairy Queen dipped cone reference was vivid and yummy. Talk to you all later, Bell. So Bell asks a couple of quick questions there, I think worth a quick response. Do I think about the Fanfare feeling different, the lack of being related to the lack of Brenlo? Yes and no. Brenlo had a very large personality and filled that convention hall very well during the community addresses and the final banquet. Although I have to say, I thought Brass did an outstanding job filling those shoes. I'm sure she was a little nervous up there staying in front of that large crowd, but she did a great job. Sorry to hear about the number one guild, but grats to you on being now the new number one guild on Everfrost. And for the spell animations, I don't think they're that horrendous. Allie, what do you think?
You know, I have my graphics turned down most of the time, or I should say all the time now, because I raid a lot. And I guess to me, it's less laggy.
Okay.
Sorry. I there have been a few that I've seen that look out of place, that look sort of futuristic rather than fantasy-oriented. But if I didn't know better, I would just say, well, it's a spell animation. I guess I don't have a lot of things that have animations, so I don't really see that.
I think for myself, as I have said, playing in first person a lot and being short, I don't see them all. I did pan back when I was soloing one day. I was out mass slaughtering Dizok for a achievement title. So I panned back and watched some of my new ones. I thought they looked interesting. I don't think they're horrendous by any stretch of the means. They're different, I will say that. And some of them I do find to be a little distracting. There was one that happened to hit me one day, and I was like, ooh, I don't much care for this. One of the Dizoks put it on me, too. It was some type of like ice shield or something. I have to be honest, I don't know the name of the spell, but I was covered in ice. And I wasn't a real big fan of it because I found it to be very distracting. But maybe, again, that was the purpose. I'm being attacked by ice, and this is how the spell would affect me. And there's another one, I think it's ice shield maybe or something, that I'm not sure what class puts it up, but it created like a cube of snow around me that I found a little disorienting. So I wasn't necessarily a big fan of those, but they fade off you so quickly that it's there for a second, real annoying. Okay, then it's gone, and okay, game on. So I kind of, you know, I like them. I like the concept that the spell animations get bigger and brighter with the higher level of the spell. You know, you have apprentice, and you have your experts, and your masters, and your grandmasters. I do think that sort of progression is very nice. I think that's a great idea. I think some of their goal was to improve performance, so I like them. I'm tolerant of them for the ones that I do see.
I think they did it for a reason, and there's actually a pretty good explanation in the patch notes.
Okay.
I should say complete explanation of why they did it. I guess it doesn't really affect me because I don't really have any spells as a ranger. But I know there are people who are not happy with it because it's maybe further removing things from the game that they're from their experience. I think there are a lot of people who are pretty unhappy with the look and feel of the new spell animations. But, you know, I mean, maybe we could all take the advice that we have sort of come to from the last few shows, which is maybe it's not so much that we don't like this as, you know, we're just simply used to the old way.
That different is not necessarily bad, it's just different.
Right.
None of my gameplay is in reaction to a spell animation. It's not like I'm looking for a spell animation to do something or counteract something. So to me, they're just cool visuals. They're not part of my gameplay or things that lead me to play differently. Them changing, they're different, but they didn't really affect me. I didn't really watch for spell animations before.
I think one thing people might be upset about is that I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's sort of, these changes sort of make classes a little more similar to each other as opposed to retaining your uniqueness, which we have seen quite a lot of changes in that direction of making, sort of blurring the lines between differentiating classes. If that makes sense.
Not exactly, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but all the spell animations are unique per spell, are they not? So if we all have different spells, we'd all have different animations. Now, granted, there are classes that have overlapping spells, but, and then those would be the same, but I don't see how it's necessarily making us all look more the same if my assumption that all spells have unique animations.
I was under the impression that some of the similar functionalities, spells with similar functionalities across classes. Now, I'm, again, speaking as a non-spellcaster, I was under the impression that they were made more similar.
Oh, and perhaps that's true. I just haven't noticed
totally that. Off. I could be totally off.
Yeah, I just haven't noticed that, again, because I'm not necessarily looking for them. To be honest, I wouldn't know what they look like sometimes beforehand, so I couldn't tell if they were different.
Right. I mean, if I played a wizard from day one, 6 years ago, and they all of a sudden changed my spells and the way they looked, I think I might be unhappy. Sort of like when I woke up one day and my wood elf was standing like a robot. Do you remember that story?
I do remember that story, yes. Okay.
I told it back in episode 2 or 3. I can't remember.
I do.
Feel free to go back and download it.
All right. Was there anything else? Oh, and finally, I guess on the last part, Dairy Queen dipped cones. Yummy and vivid.
Melty chocolate.
Melty chocolate.
Yummy gear. Come on, come on. Good stuff.
So you had an email as well?
Yes. I have a lovely email from Indabuff, who we've heard from before.
I love Indabuff because that's how I play.
Thanks for that visual. Hello again. Just finished listening to your latest podcast, and yes, I'm still listening, and have to say that your casts are getting better. I think you guys are now starting to gel as a team, and it shows. Now to address a couple of things. First off, the whole EQ2 extended thing. It's a hard subject with some very strong feelings on all sides, and you guys did a good job at not adding more fire to the debate. If you read the forums at all, you may have seen a few postings from me, mostly, with an aim at provoking a response. SOE has every right to make whatever business choices they want. I just think they should have been more upfront and answered some of the questions of their players. The no response from Red Names is way more damaging than any statement they could have made in answer, in my opinion. I, like you, am not a big fan of the mall aspect of games, but to be fair, created an account over there. Have to say it's been interesting, more polite so far than expected, and one point I had not thought of when people talk about moving to live servers, many don't want to play on a server with all 90s and just rush to level. They want to play on that brand new server and grow with it. Valid point, and I can't knock them for it. I like seeing what people have to say about the game when viewing it fresh, and will continue to play both sides of the fence to see how it plays out. So as for poo-pooing the people that enjoy the whole house and decorating aspect of the game, I have to take issue. Yes, this game, like every RPG, is about taking down the latest foe, but one of the things that truly makes the game unique is you have a home to come to at the end of the day. My main is a wizard, and yes, Del, she is a carpenter. As your armor may reflect where you have been and what you have done, my home displays that. From my trophy area to my collection from the different guides I have met along the way, it all tells a story. For my armor, its appearance, and I like it that way. I think you knock one of the biggest hooks there is in the game, a place to call home. So, hell yes, I want to sit down in a chair. Still listening, Indebuff.
Well, thank you, Indebuff, for the email. And I have to say, Indebuff is right. And it was something I necessarily hadn't thought of, and I think she makes a good point in that house decorating, for folks who enjoy that, and I'll be honest, I do not, but for folks who do enjoy that, when they hang up their heritage quests or things that they've made as a carpenter or bought off the broker, their house, to them, much like to me, is a showcase of their accomplishments in-game. So as I don't much care for the appearance slots and like to wear the armor that I have earned because it shows off where I've been, what I've killed, what I've done, their houses can do the same thing. And she's right. I never thought of it that way, and I think that is a great point, that for folks who are into the home decorating aspect of the game, having a house where you decorate it with all the things that you have done shows off what you have done in-game. So I think that is a very good point, something I overlooked, and I think I'm going to look at it differently going forward. Still, living in the bachelor pad where everything is dropped as you walk in the door. But for other folks, hey, she makes a great point, and I agree with it.
I like my house. Have you even visited my house?
No. I don't know where you live.
Well, I have lots of paintings. I have Elowen paintings. I have actually I just put up the new player artwork that they put in game from the forum contest.
Yes.
Forum art contest. I bought all of them because they're only available once. And I was very, very sad to see that they were only available during the city festival, which this time was in Darklight Woods. And you could only use city tokens to buy them. My luck was with me that day, and I actually had over 100 tokens from doing writs and whatever. So I had enough to buy them all, but my husband was very sad because he did not have tokens, because he had used them all for decorating his house on an alt.
Not that, in fairness though, not getting those tokens is really all that hard.
Yeah, but if you have 7 days to purchase the one-time-only paintings, maybe they'll come back with the next one, I don't know. But from my point of view at that time, this is it. And for the prior week, you have a house full of guests running around looking for badgers and snakes and mushrooms. You have 1 day to buy your paintings.
Yeah, I can see how that could be a little bit of a challenge, but in general, I guess, notwithstanding the fact that having guests and being distracted with real life, those tokens are not that hard to accumulate. You can get them being doing the writs or doing the city festival repeatable. So they're not that hard to get. You might have to amass quite a few of them to buy one of every painting or multiples of the paintings to decorate your house with or other people's homes with. But it's not beyond impossible. It's not like you got to go kill track or something, you know, some end game.
That's true.
Very difficult task to do.
That's true. It just takes time, so right. Which we didn't really have a lot of. So.
But just a quick aside, though, the artwork that some of those folks that submitted, amazing. There's such talent. Art is not something I'm skilled at, so I'm always impressed when I see some of the fan art that's out there, and some of them just, each one having a unique style of that person's drawing skills and whatnot. They were amazing. All of them looked fantastic. And I thought it was great that SOE does something like that and takes a player-created item and does incorporate it in the game for everybody. I think that's fantastic.
I agree. That was a really cool, and that was the second contest. I had purchased all the other ones from the first one they did, but I had to tuck them away in my bank because I maxed on my house items, so I had to make room.
All right, so thank you again to Indabuff for the email. We have one final email here. Hi, Del and Allie. I've been listening to your podcast for a while now, and one thing that struck me was that both of you were seasoned vets to the game and pretty much knew everything that there is to know. Well, that is great, and all. It sometimes can be daunting to hear all this raid information without actually been raiding yet. One thing I might suggest is that you add a third host to the show, one that provides that view, the view of the gamer that isn't new, but isn't a seasoned vet to the game. A third host, I think, would be great for the gamer like me and many other EQ2 players that enjoy hearing the vet's perspective, but also being able to hear the perspective from the average player. Thanks, Radrel, from Antonia Bale and Crushbone Servers. P.S., if you do end up looking for a third host, I'd be happy to apply. So, I do want to thank Radrel for re-emphasizing just how smart I am and how much I know. And, yes, thank you. Hold on, let me pat myself on the back. Oh, my arm hurts from doing it so much. But
We'll find out how much you know, Del.
Oh, that's right. This week is Are You Smarter Week. Whoops. Okay, let's not shoot our mouth off just yet. But I think Redrell makes an interesting point that you and I, Allie, as veteran players, own, you know, been around since kind of day one, we've seen a lot. We've seen the way the game has matured and changed and evolved over those years. And sometimes we do take the perspective of a player who has all that background and has all that experience. And, you know, now with EQ2 extended and, you know, new players joining the game and or other players joining the live servers because their friends have been playing, sometimes don't necessarily know all the references. Like I said earlier, like I slipped in killing track. Well, maybe a new player doesn't know that that's an endgame dragon from the ROK expansion. We need to think about that as we're talking about that. I think it's something that another person gave us feedback as well on an earlier show. So that is a great segue into our new venture. Do you want to call it that?
Sure. Experiment.
Well, experiment. Oh, great word. Great term there. We've been bantering about titles of what to call this. And maybe we should share our titles before we share what it really is.
Okay.
So, Allie, you wanted to call it Project Noob.
Yes, Project Noob.
A takeoff of the Project Runway show, which apparently rumor has it you watch, discussed. Yes. And my suggestion was, show us your noobs.
Nice, classy, Del.
Very smooth. How very Del-like response, I guess. Absolutely. So what is Project Noobs, Allie?
We have decided, in order to really be fair to all of our listeners, we are rolling brand new tunes. Thankfully, we each have a slot open to do that. So we've decided to start in Hallis. And what did you roll, Del?
What did I roll? I rolled a Fey Coercer. A Fey Coercer. I did not have a Fey. Although apparently I do have a Dark Fae, and I didn't know that at the time. I wasn't paying attention. So I created a Fae, and I created a Coercer because I don't know why. I don't have a lot of blue classes. And coercers are, I guess, could you call them utility a little bit? They're needed in groups, and I like to be needed. I'm a needy person. So I created a class that I think people need. And
you're
I think
a caretaker?
Yeah, a caretaker, and I think it's something I have to be honest, little knowledge about. I have no idea what people are doing when they say, don't touch that, it's Mazd, and I go up and whack it with the hammer. So I thought, let me experience that, because it's something I really don't know all that much about. So I think a coercer would be a good fit for me.
I rolled a gnome assassin.
How come I wrote down halfling assassin then?
Because you're wrong.
Oh. It looked like a halfling.
No.
Oh. Shows how much I know.
Yeah.
So why did you go with the gnomish halfling assassin?
I picked assassin because, I have a whole slew of alts already, and I sort of rolled other classes that I wanted to try, and assassin was next on my list. I kind of want to see the other side of a ranger.
Of the predator group, yeah.
Yeah. Just see what it's all about, and maybe I can be better than Allie, which shouldn't be too hard. And I picked a gnome because gnomes are adorable. I love gnomes.
So I do think this is a interesting combo, a coercer and an assassin.
Yeah.
We started out in New Hallis, as you suggest, and it went pretty well, I thought.
Yep.
Granted, that stuff, that content is pretty easy, and it's pretty hard to actually die doing that content, no matter what class you are at that level. Level 1 mobs, you almost kind of run up to them and they fall over dead just from getting too close to them.
Well, we're trying to duo everything.
Yes, we are.
We're starting this little project is we're only going to play, I guess we should say we're only going to adventure XP, right?
Right.
When we are duoing, when we're together. And otherwise not XP, right?
That's our goal, yes.
Okay. And we're going to use storylines to make progress.
Yeah, as kind of how to guide us along, you know, because we were trying to think, well, what would a new person do? They would see this maybe storylines tab, and it was something that they added to help guide players through the content. So I thought, what a great way to try to, where to go to next, so we're not just running all over the world aimlessly. Let's follow the storyline, hence the tab name, to guide us as to what the next best content is for us.
Right.
So we played for, what, about an hour? We got to about 5? Level 5?
Well, you're ahead of me because you rolled it on an account. You have one account.
That is true.
I have 2. I rolled my assassin on my second account. And the main on that second account is actually a coercer. But she did not purchase the expansion until the last bonus XP weekend where we had double station cash. Actually, funny story about that. I'm so sidetracking. This is not a good thing, is it?
Go right ahead.
Is sidetracking acceptable?
Sure.
We way over time.
I'll allow it. Proceed.
You will.
Proceed.
You'll... So my coercer currently stands at 84, but when the expansion came out, I didn't want to buy the expansion for the second account that I never play, except for the occasional time. And they're all sort of my secondary trade skillers, so like all my main trade skillers are on the Alley account. Well, on the Courser, when we had a bonus XP weekend the last time, was the last holiday weekend, was 4th of July weekend, maybe?
I think so.
It was also double station cash weekend, and I thought about it at the tail end, after I used up all my vitality on my trade skillers and everything. I thought about, I think you mentioned you should buy the expansion with station cash. And I looked, and I didn't have enough. And then my husband reminded me that I had 2 station cash cards in the drawer that I was saving for my scavenger hunt. So I pillaged the prize closet.
Shame, shame, shame.
To buy the expansion for my alt account. So anyway, she's not level 90 yet. So I have no bonus experience from having a level 90 character, as you know.
Yep.
If you have a level 90 character, a max level character for whatever expansion we're on, your alts get 10% bonus experience.
Actually, I think it's 20 now.
You're kidding.
I kid you not. I believe it's 20 now.
20 per?
20 per.
You better be 100% sure of that information.
I'm going to say I'm 99.9% sure.
Because I have 4 level 90 trade skillers on my main account.
I do believe that was a recent change that they implemented. So as soon as we finish recording, we'll both log in and check. But
so you're saying 20% per.
20% per.
Maxing out at what percent?
20% per.
Maxing out at?
80, I believe.
You're kidding. It's not possible because I've been... Oh, it is possible. That was the other account. I was going to say I've been trade scaling Weaponsmith, but that's on the Courser account. Wow, I'm going to have to log in and try and get some more levels because I have 2 more trade skillers on that account to go. Okay, sorry for the little sidetrack.
All right.
So, yes, I rolled my assassin, this noob experiment, on the Courser account, the secondary account. She's not level 90. You, on the other hand, have how many level 92s on your account?
Just the one. Just
really?
The one. Yes, just one.
I thought you... Oh. Nope. Okay.
Nope. Just one. So, yes, I am getting a little bit more than you, but I think I've already decided, I'm not, maybe didn't share this with you, but if I did get that far ahead of you, I would mentor down to you to help you catch up so that we could stay evenly paced throughout the game, because we did agree that we wouldn't adventure without the other person. We agreed that. I don't know if everybody's following that, but we agreed on that.
Yes, we did. So we'll do our best to stay. And I think people who join the game together kind of do the same thing.
Exactly. So I think this is going to be interesting. We have, you know, not necessarily the best combo classes, an assassin and a coercer together, but we'll see how it goes. And I think as we go forward, we'll share our experiences of leveling up. For us, seeing the content again, although some of this content has changed since we've necessarily gone back through some of these zones, and we'll try to have that new player experience and try carefully not to jade it with the veteran player knowledge too much.
Yes, and we already started doing that a little bit.
A little bit, but we're trying hard not to. We knew what a shiny was.
I mean, we're already trying very hard to restrain ourselves from the little veteran voice in the back saying, oh, I know I need to go here next.
Right, so and I think the other thing is, we are going to consume all the content in that area before necessarily just racing off to the next thing.
Right.
And we did that whole very new area in Hallis, and I think we're just about to get on the raft.
Right, and I wanted to stay and harvest because my harvesting skills are not all max.
But would a new player know to max out their harvesting skills before leaving the area? I don't know. So we'll see how that goes. This is going to be an interesting experiment for both of us, I think.
I think so.
I have to say, though, it was very fun to see skill ups and dings so quickly. It's not something we get to see when we're in our 80s and 90s as quickly as we do as in our early levels. Those skill ups and those dings coming so fast. Every line is, you have gotten better, you have gotten better. Ding.
I have a bone to pick with the skill ups.
Okay.
Something is broken on my computer. I have not heard a skill up noise or music in game since 2005. Early 2005, I think. It's broken. It just stopped working one day.
Well, did you turn your speakers on?
Yes.
All right.
I hear other sounds. For some reason, skill ups, and I know the sound it's supposed to make because I remember from way back in the day, that sound, and I can hear it on other people's, when other people are playing, but I haven't heard it on my computer at all, and it just drives me nuts because I really like that sound.
It's a very motivating sound.
It is. I like it, and I don't get to hear it anymore. And I can't hear personal theme music. I can't hear zone music. I can't hear, you know, when you play the piano, one of those little house item pianos that you can actually make music. And you see the little notes. I can't hear any of that music. And other people in the guild hall are going, oh, where's that music coming from? And poor Allie is sitting here going, what music? I can't hear any music.
So sad.
It is. It makes me cry. I want it. How do I fix it? Please help me.
Yeah, so if you know how to make Allie hear things, you can reach her at Allie@EQ2Talk.com.
Yes, you can. And I've tried different settings. It's just, it's for whatever reason. And it's really that mostly I just want to hear the skill up sound. It's like a gong sound, isn't it?
I think it's more of a chime.
No, it's not a chime.
Okay.
It's a gong.
I think it's a chime.
Okay.
All right, next topic. All right, so next on my agenda here, we have huge coffee cups.
What?
You said you wanted to talk about huge coffee cups.
No, not huge coffee cups.
I wrote down mighty mugs.
Mighty mugs. Moron. Not coffee cups.
Oh, I really need to pay attention when we pre-show this, huh?
Yeah, you should.
So let's talk a little bit about what mighty mugs are for everybody who might not know. And I have to be honest, I didn't know what they were up until fanfare this year myself either. They are little plastic dolls that they're little figurines, and they come in a blank variety where folks can decorate themselves. And at this past fanfare, the SOE team, several members of the SOE team, had gotten these generic Mighty Mugs and painted them up and decorated them, and they auctioned them off for charity. And some of them, I have to say, were amazing looking, that people's artistic talents came through in these, because they're maybe 4 or 5 inches tall. They're plastic. They're kind of obtuse figures, so you can decorate them in a little bit of an exaggerated format. But the members of the team, amazing. Some of them look fantastic. I believe there are some photos if you go up to the SOE site for fanfare where they have pictures of the Mighty Mugs.
Yeah, I found it the other day on the players site, on the main page there.
Okay.
If you go back and you look in the archives, it's under August 2010. There should be an entry there for EQ2's Fanfare 2010 recap. And if you scroll down a ways, under Silent Auction, you will see a photograph of all the Mighty Mugs that the team designed.
And I have to say, I saw them at first person. They were amazing. And I hope the folks who bid on them bid early, bid often, and helped raise a little money for charity. So what Allie thought would be a great idea for us was, hey, let's do that too. To which Dell said, what are you, crazy? Needless to say, sitting here next to me is an amount of blank Mighty Mugs. I will not admit to how many I had to purchase, because I am fearful that my lack of artistic skill will require me to try many, many times to get it right.
You're going to end up with how many extras did you buy?
I'm not going to answer that question. But needless to say, the CEO at Hasbro has sent me a personal letter thanking me for my commitment to his corporation.
I only bought one.
So what Allie and I have decided, let's share with what we've actually come up with.
Okay.
What harebrained scheme. Well, let's be honest, you came up with for this.
I thought this was so cool. I was so inspired by these, and that people actually bid on them. They're so cool looking, and they really are a tribute to the game. Well, I guess all of the ones that SOE, the team designed there, sort of represent all the different games that they make. But we obviously will be focusing on EQ2. I just thought this would be such a cool thing if we tried it, designed one for each other. So I would be working on a Mighty Delmon mug, and Dell would be working on a Mighty Allie mug, And we can share pictures, post them up on the site, and people, listeners, can bid on them in a little auction. How we're going to accomplish that part is that's in your court.
Yeah, we've yet to figure out how exactly we're going to handle this on the website, but that's our goal, is to create a mighty mug of each other.
Yep, and the idea I think we've come up with is to, whatever the auction price is, make those donations to Child's Play. It'll be whatever they end up going for. And I thought it would be kind of cool if we had them done by Thanksgiving, so that people have a chance to take a look at them.
Yes, and bid on them as we go into the holiday season. Let's be honest, though. Let's set some standards here.
All right.
As I said earlier, I have zero artistic talent. I can barely draw a stick figure if you give me the circle and the straight line for the body. So the Alley mug will not be as artistic and as well done as the Delmon mug. What Allie's not sharing with you all is she is a artsy, craftsy type of person.
I don't know if I would say that.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of your work. I, on the other hand, am currently putting it out to bid on the internet for contractors to hire.
You're not going to cheat.
No, I'm not going to cheat.
No, it needs to be made with Delmon's own little hands.
This will be an Allie Mighty Mug made with Delmon love.
And it's a ranger. Who doesn't love a ranger?
But I do have to ask, and Allie, you don't know this, I do have to ask one favor.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I was checking out Allie in game. And in my first and third person mode. And I need you to take off your Tinklefest outfit.
I will change clothes. I will. It's about time. I'm going around right now with a Tinkerfest cloak, which is, I really love it. It's so cool. It's so unique. It's got this shiny cog pattern on the back. But what I really love about this cloak is I've not seen this on any other cloak. If you play in third person like I do and you pan around underneath it, the back side of the cloak is different from the front side of the cloak. The underside has a little wrench on it.
Only you would know that.
It is so neat. I saw that. I was like, whoa, check this out. Because usually the other side of the cloak is basically the reverse of the back, just like you would see on fabric. I don't know if you know anything about fabric, but if you see a pattern like...
When I do wear clothes, yes, I understand what fabric is.
Well, if you see an embroidered pattern or like damask or something like that on the one side, if you flip it over, it's basically the reverse.
Okay.
Do you know anything at all?
I know nothing. Well, no, wait. One of our emailers said I know a lot.
Oh, you know everything.
I know everything. That's right.
That emailer said everything that there is to know.
I know it.
So... Everything there is to know.
I know.
I think I'm getting pushed out of the room by giant Delmon head exploding, this ego. I'm being smothered by it.
It's like the bubble around Tox. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So yes, we should have images nice. Of our mighty mugs as we're making them. Mine will probably involve, I'll also photograph my fist through the wall as I do that while trying to master painting.
So, well... Now, I'm going to have actually a handicap because in the same amount of time, we're recording this show September 11th. This idea we came up with was in
August, right around fanfare time.
Right after fanfare. It was in August. So gave us time to purchase our Mighty Mugs, but we haven't started on them yet. Or at least I haven't. In this time, I have basically a month and a half. I have to make my son's Halloween costume.
But you're an artsy, crafty person. Two snaps and a circle, and you'll have this all done, and it'll be better than mine.
This year, do you know what his costume is, Del?
I shared it. I shared it. You shared it with me, but I think you should share it with everybody else.
All right. My son has decided that he wants to be the Scavenator. Now, for those of you who do not raid, the Scavenator is a one-time It's a raid mob in Paracelsus Abominable Labs in Tier 9. It's a giant crab that spawns one time in the zone. You have one chance to kill it, and if you fail, he goes away, and you move on to the next mob. He saw us raiding one time, and he saw this giant crab, and I said, look, there's a giant crab. It's going to kill us. He said, if I were a giant crab, you couldn't defeat me. He decided he wanted to be the Scavenator for Halloween. And one of the people in the raid party suggested that my husband and I dress up as well. And I don't think I'm going to do this because I don't really have time, but their suggestion was to make us the snake ads.
Now, I have to ask, Allie, was your son, who's, what, 5 or 6?
He's five.
Was he really playing the Allie tune and saw this?
No, I was playing it.
Let's be honest. He's probably the better ranger than you. Yeah, that's right.
Well, he did say he could defeat us.
And sure enough, the Scavenator did.
There are no crab costumes out there. I've looked. I have to make one up. So I have to somehow figure out how to make a crab. I mean, I have an idea of how I'm going to do it. There's a turtle costume that I can sort of modify. So I'm going to take the turtle and just do another shell and make his little, body. And then I have to have the little legs sticking out. That should be pretty easy. And then the claws are going to be, like mitts on his hand, maybe sleeves. And he'll have his little hands sticking out from inside the claws and little eyeballs coming out of his head. Should be fun. Maybe I'll post pictures of that when I'm done with it, if I ever get started on it.
Okay, so now that we've become Better Homes and Garden and Red Book talk. Real-life trade skilling with Allie. Yeah. Making Halloween costumes and painting Mighty Mugs.
So anyway, after I make that costume, that's when I get to start on the Mighty Mug. So I will be into November before I start on it. You, on the other hand, have 2 extra months.
And 20 Mighty Mugs to practice with.
20?
All right, next topic. Know how I segue? What's next on the sheets?
You're not allowed to say next topic anymore.
Next topic. Ding. Chime.
Bong. Well, it's time again for Are You Smarter Than a Delmon?
I think I am.
not Are You Smarter?
So we have 2 categories this week for Are You Smarter Than a Delmon?
Yes.
And what are the 2 categories this week?
Don't forget the little twist we have, normal mode versus challenge mode.
That's correct. So what are my categories for this week?
Your categories are holdover from last time, ringer, and a new one.
Yes.
Buster.
Buster. Ooh. I like Buster because it makes me think of the guy from Mythbusters, the Crash Dummy. So I'm going to go with Buster.
Excellent choice. This was a submitted question.
Oh, very nice.
From our very own Domino.
Ah, Domino. Okay. I'm going to try extra hard then to get this right.
Okay. Will you be taking normal mode or challenge mode?
Ooh, coming from a dev? Yeah, I'm going challenge mode on this. Hard mode. I absolutely want to go all out on this one. Hard mode against Delmon, head-to-head with Domino, hard mode. Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Are you ready?
Oh, this is going to be trade skilling, and I should have gone easy. Go ahead.
There's still time.
No, I already pulled.
All right. In which zone do you meet a halfling and a gnome who look suspiciously like a certain pair of Mythbusters? Now, the hard mode is you have to name not only the zone, but the real-world hosts and their EQ2 counterparts.
The real-world hosts are Jamie Heidemann and Adam Savage.
You haven't named the zone yet.
And I haven't named the zone yet because I did not know there was a zone with the Mythbusters in it. I'm gonna have to. This is. I'm gonna. Can I go for a hint? Give me a hint.
This was implemented with update 57.
Update 57. A zone that was updated with update 57. There were no new zones on update 57. I'm gonna guess then. New Halas, or Frostfang Sea.
A gnome and a halfling in Frostfang Sea.
Yes. No. Nope.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Where might you find a gnome, Del?
In Steamfont.
Ding, 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 ding.
But why would there be a halfling there?
Because he goes with the other guy.
Oh, all right.
But you haven't done that quest line yet.
I guess not.
Well, at least you got the real world host, so perhaps, and with some coaxing, you got the zone.
You know, that's good, because I could have gone Bobbleshire, and I didn't. I went Steamfont.
Well, because that wasn't updated with 57, and you probably knew that Steamfont was.
I did not know. I'll be honest, I did not know
that. Because you read the patch notes.
I don't read patch notes. I get the gist of them, and then I complain why my stuff wasn't fixed.
You have no stuff.
I have no stuff.
Well, yes, you did name the real-life hosts, Adam Savage and Jamie Heineman.
Yes.
The EQ2, their EQ2 counterparts are Jamie Sprocketbreaker, the halfling.
Oh, the halfling?
Yes, with his little hat. And Adam Cogbuster.
Does he have a little beret?
He does.
Nice.
And they have little beards and the mustache, and it's just perfect. They're really cute. If you followed the trade skill, you should have known it was trade skill related, coming from Domino.
I should have, and that's what made me nervous after I picked it and went hard mode.
If you follow the new trade skill quest line that starts in Halas, I believe it is, it will take you eventually to Steamfont, and you will meet these two, and they will have you making dummies.
Hence Buster, absolutely. Ah, very cool. I did just start out the new Halas quests for trade skilling on the Troubadour alt, who's still leveling woodworking. I thought, he needs the XP, so I'll try them there. I haven't done it on Delmon yet, and I do need to do that. I have not followed up on a lot of the new quests coming out of GU57 myself yet. It is on the list of things to do.
I have done them all.
I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been doing the whole quests to get my faction, and I have started working on monk pebble quests from Island of Mara. Something I never did before. Content, I've consumed a lot of the content, especially in the Sundered Frontier and Stonebrown Highlands, so there's not a lot kind of out there. So I'm like, oh, this is kind of repeatable, and it'll keep me occupied, something to do. And I don't have these titles, and it would be nice to have them. So I've been running those instances, although some of them are a little broken at the moment. Hopefully those will get fixed. And getting pebbles so I can buy myself some titles to show off.
Yeah, I've not purchased any titles, but I have been collecting pebbles since that. That was an adventure pack, wasn't it?
It was. We don't see those anymore, period, now.
No, we haven't. But for those who don't know, the Isle of Mara has the little tower there. The pebble, the monk quests, they're instances that you can go in and earn these pebbles, which you can use to purchase titles. And I think there are other things, can't you? Purchase other things?
You know, not 100% sure. There might be, but I've been just focusing on the titles right now.
Yeah. Pretty cool titles. Monkey-related titles.
And again, Island of Mara, 50-ish. Some trade skill stuff out there. That's also where the trade skill instance giver is. And a lot of monk-themed, and some really cool, interesting zones over there. Nazara and the Forgotten City.
The Birdman.
The Birdman of Wuxalululu.
Zolosau's Roost, or whatever.
Sheldrak, the Turtle Dragon. The
Turtle Dragon, yes, where we stole your something.
That's right. I went Link Dead, and you looted the fabled item while I was Link Dead. Oh, no, you looted the head. That was it.
The head,
you looted Sheldrak's head while I was Link Dead. That was, real nice of you people. Let's, I think we should move on before I reminisce any more about that.
Okay. So before you rage quit the podcast.
Yes. Do we have anything else this week?
I think we've covered it.
All right.
keep an eye out for our Mighty Mug post progress. Progress post, I guess. Maybe we'll try to make a little page on the site so you can chronicling our adventures there. Listen for more shows in the future where we talk about our new player. What are we calling it?
Show us your noobs.
Project Noob?
Maybe we'll leave it up to folks to send in an email. With
suggested titles?
With which of the two they like the best.
Okay. Or they can make a...
Or a new suggestion.
For a new suggestion. Maybe sure. We'll take it.
So we should say thank you to everybody who listened in this week. Please tell your friends and guildmates about us. We also want to say thank you to this week's corporate sponsor, Mike Ditka's Restaurants. Ditka's over there in Chicago. I also want to say thank you to Abe Froman, who sent over this wonderful tray of sausage that I've been enjoying throughout the show.
The Sausage King. The Sausage King of Chicago.
Yes, Abe Froman. If folks have any suggestions, comments, feedback, want to talk about some of the things we've been talking about that on the show, want to talk about your favorite kielbasa.
Or if you have questions to stump Delmon.
What's questions to stump me with? It's not that hard, trust me. You can send those to myself. So for me, I'm Delmon at EQ2Talk.com.
And I'm Ellie at EQ2Talk.com.
And you can also catch us in-game as well. So if you want to send me an in-game email or a tell or say hello, tell me that you knew the answer that I didn't. That's eq2.unrest.delmon. And just for those who are spellingly challenged, that's D-E-L-L-M-O-N.
And I'm at eq2.unrest.alicious, A-L-I-S-C-I-O-U-S.
Have a great time, everybody, and we'll see you here next on our next podcast. And say goodnight, Allie.
Goodnight, Allie. Go Bears. Okay, I'm going to stop playing Free Cell because I'm addicted.
Okay. What will you play?
Free Cell. I can't. It's what I do during, you know, when they're talking about stuff and raids and I don't really need to focus. It's just a time killer.
So when you're getting raid instructions and being told when to joust, you're...
No. I'm listening then. No, when they're going over, like, tank switches and all this other crap that I'm not involved with. And I play Free Cell.
All right. Noob.
Whatever. Mister, I don't joust. And I don't have resist gear.
All right.
Let me blow first. Okay. Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
What?